Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very interesting and important, actually very important show to do for you today. Many people that I know, and I'm sure you know, deal with chronic illnesses. There's a variety of those, of course, that affect different people, multiple sclerosis, a whole range of different things that affect people. And I was able to find, because of that, I felt like it would be a very important show to do to talk about the financial elements of that, the legal, the estate planning, all of those different factors that maybe, you know, you don't necessarily think of right away, but there is and are resources in that area. There are folks that specialize in that area. And in particular, there's a gentleman who's written, last count, 42 books, including books focusing on this subject. His name is Martin Shankman. He is an attorney, CPA, has a master's degree. He's a personal financial specialist, PFS, AEP, and has written over 800 articles. His practice concentrates on estate planning, tax planning, does work in for businesses, state administration, but has a special focus on and an area of expertise on helping people with chronic illnesses. So, Martin, welcome to the program.
Boy, that was a long intro, David. Thank you. My mother's very proud. Thank you.
Well, she should be, and I have some of those designations, so you've earned every bit of the recognition, and I'm very impressed with what you're doing, and when we came across you, we had to get you on this program. You have a special story that I would love for you to share with our listeners to give them a little bit of background on why you are focused on this. I know that you do a lot of things, and your expertise is both broad and deep, but especially on the topic of chronic illnesses, because I think that most people, unless they've dealt with it directly, don't really understand some of the special considerations that need to be addressed.
Let me make one quick point, David, because I think it's important, because I don't want anyone to kind of tune out, oh, gee, this doesn't apply to me. There are 130 million, with an M, 130 million Americans living with chronic disease. So if this hasn't personally affected you, and I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, it may just be that it hasn't affected you yet, or it may have affected a loved one, or if it has affected a loved one, it may be that you don't know. And a lot of people that are struggling with the challenges of a chronic disease, whether it be diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, et cetera, it doesn't mean they want to disclose it until they absolutely have to. So this is something that really does affect everyone. You don't need 6 degrees of separation to find somebody near to you that has it. So,
good point. And I didn't mean to make it too specific and narrow, but it is I think it is a specialty that I have not run across many people that have really focused on that, and that's really what I wanted to stress to people. You're exactly right. 1 to 2 degrees separation, and you know somebody.
Right. The way I got involved in this was my wife was diagnosed about 8 years ago with multiple sclerosis, and after we dealt with whatever personal issues we had to deal with, I said, okay, I got all the alphabet soup of initials that you read. What do I do to plan for my family in light of this new change? And I have all the expensive, overpriced tax and legal and financial planning services that you probably have in your practice, and I went to do some research. And I was really taken aback that there was virtually nothing of any substance available, other than perhaps Medicaid planning, mm-hmm. for any professional advisor to understand what to do to help clients. And I said, this is wrong. There's way too many people that face these challenges. And I kind of made it my personal mission to start writing articles and books and giving lectures around the country to educate advisors, and it kind of grew into from a part-time occasional thing to something my wife and I spend many months a year traveling around the country lecturing and trying to build awareness and build information for consumers and professionals alike. We've set up a website which we're in the process of completely rebuilding called chronicillnessplanning.org. And when it's relaunched, hopefully within maybe 3-4 months, it'll have a wealth of material of resources and videos and articles and sample legal provisions for lawyers and tax memos for accountants and everything else. And a lot of it's already on there now, but we're going to relaunch it. So it's something that we've, you know, personally felt very passionate about trying to help people and guide people about. But I think the most important take-home message, number one, is an awful lot of people are affected. As the population ages, which is a good thing because we all prefer aging to the option.
Sure.
You know, the incidence of chronic illness grows. What can we do to help? In many cases, the standard financial estate and other related planning that your listeners follow up on for themselves with minor modifications, with some little different thought processes, can really be tailored to do great stuff for somebody with a chronic disease. And I'll give you a couple of simple examples.
Well, first of all, that's very good news, because I think one of the things that people might suspect or wonder is, well, golly, I've got to go get something really radically different because this is so it's tweaking and adjusting some of the things that can work for other people.
Yeah, and it's really just focusing on what does your specific disease mean to you in your future, and how should your planning be tweaked to address that? So, simple example. If you have life insurance, lots and lots of people have term life insurance. Many term insurance policies are convertible to permanent insurance. Well, many people will convert if they need more coverage or want permanent coverage, and there's a health issue. If you've just been diagnosed, or recently a loved one's been diagnosed with a chronic disease, immediately check your insurance policies. It may be a great financial decision to convert that policy to a permanent policy before the term policy lapses or the conversion features lapse. You may not get insurance at the same price or with the same rating now that you've had a diagnosis. So again, simple step, but could have incredible financially powerful ramifications for you and your loved one. A lot of people, when they're diagnosed with a chronic disease, panic and get very nervous and worried, and which is understandable about financial issues, and they go out and cancel insurance. Before you cancel insurance, look at the possibility of converting. Look at the possibility and explore it with one of your financial advisors or insurance consultants of not canceling a policy, but rather selling it into the secondary market. If you've now been diagnosed with a chronic disease, that policy may have an increased value, and that financial, if you will, windfall may be a great boost to help you getting through some of the financial decisions you have to make.
Good point. And there may also be if it's a triggering mechanism, there could be even acceleration of policy benefits and things like that, again, consulting with somebody that knows what they're talking about in this area.
And if you've gotten a diagnosis, you may get a waiver of premiums on future policies. So before you cancel something, you may not even have to pay for it. And unfortunately, I'm grateful for what you're doing. Too many people, when they face this type of challenge, they panic. And they start making decisions before they get professional advice. Talk to your professionals, and we've just really talked about only insurance, but there's lots of other aspects we can give. I'll give another example. When many people look at how they should invest when they've been diagnosed with a chronic disease, the sort of the gut reaction of many, even financial professionals, is, gee, maybe what you need to do is stay very conservative and liquid because of this health challenge. That could be the worst thing possible, depending on your circumstances. So the bottom line answer is, what I said earlier, what does your disease course mean to you and what do you need to do? So, for example, multiple sclerosis. The typical person diagnosed with MS is a woman in her 30s. The typical person diagnosed with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is actually not an elderly male smoker, but rather a woman in her 40s. At these young ages, what you may very well want to do and need to do to meet your financial target is invest more aggressively so that in a shorter period of time, perhaps by an earlier, let's say, retirement age than a normal retirement age, you need to have enough financial assets saved so that you can get by with this earlier retirement. So the knee-jerk reaction of many people to be very conservative may be the undoing of their financial security. So don't make any general assumptions. Look at how your specific disease, your experience of that disease, your anticipated disease course will affect what you're doing and adjust your investments accordingly.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Martin Shenkman is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. ChronicIllnessPlanning.org is the website. And Martin has written numerous books on this subject and other subjects, quite a prolific writer. And we're going to take a quick break, Martin, and we'll come right back. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
If you're just joining us, Martin Shenkman is my guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He is the author of Estate Planning for People with a Chronic Condition or Disability. The website is chronicillnessplanning.org. And Martin was named Financial Planning Magazine 2012 Pro Bono Financial Planner of the Year, doing the work that he has for those living with chronic illnesses and disability. Very impressive indeed, Martin. I want to ask you a quick question before we continue, and this may be a bit naive on my part, so please help me. With the nature of the maybe some of the specialization from a financial or legal standpoint, is there, and if there's not, should there be a financial designation or some sort of designation dealing with this area?
No, I don't think so, and I think to the contrary, it's better not to, because I think if you have a good, smart CPA and a good, smart financial advisor and a good, smart insurance consultant and so on, those are the professionals that are best suited to help you.
Okay, very good.
And I think that if you as the consumer, you need to inform your advisors what your disease means to you now and in the future, and a good advisor will be able to interpret that and help you then modify your planning accordingly. And honestly, you need to be empowered to do it, because if you're not proactive, it's not going to happen, and you cannot assume that your advisors understand what you're going through. In most cases, they don't. One of the statistics is that 96% of the symptoms of chronic disease are invisible. Chronic pain, chronic fatigue, which can be incredibly disabling, are not things that are necessarily visible or understandable by someone that has not experienced it or someone that doesn't see. So you need to take action and be proactive and tell people.
Excellent. Very good, Martin. And you mentioned before the break, you gave the example of life insurance and some of the things that might be done as an example, just that one thing. How about with, you know, with regard to the estate planning documents like a trust? What would be some of the things that might need to be done a little differently, or some of the modifications that might be required versus maybe your standard revocable trust?
Well, most people do a revocable trust to avoid probate, frankly, and that to me is you know, I understand the benefit of it, and that's okay. But the real power of a revocable trust is if you can harness its benefits to protect you during the advancing age, during a disability or a worsening disability. A living trust is a contract that you create with somebody as the trustee. Most documents list the individual, let's say you as your own trustee. If you have a chronic disease that's a particular challenge, perhaps you should be only a co-trustee, so there's no dropping the baton and the handoff if you reach a stage where you can't serve. So having a co-trustee from the get-go is a modification. In some cases, for example, if you have an increasing dementia, you need to get a document in place while you're competent,
But
you need to address the mechanism for your stepping down as a trustee or perhaps not even serving as trustee when you no longer can't. In the document, one of the things that I think is a very creative way of protecting you, especially if you don't have a large, close-by geographic family that can be helpful, is to have a mechanism where the trustee has to have a care manager, which is typically a licensed RN or social worker with a care manager designation and training, come in periodically, perhaps even only annually, and do an in-home visit and issue a report to family members or others, including the trustee. It's a great way to make sure that you're not being abused, that your care is being done properly. It's a great great way to bridge the financial, legal kind of planning with the medical side of your planning.
Where would they get? I've had that come up, Martin, so I'm curious because I like to be able to recommend that with a couple of situations I'm dealing with. Where can somebody get that kind of care manager to be that interface?
There's a number of regional and in most areas local firms, and there's some large national firms that are quite reputable. There's a national organization. I'm blanking on the name, and I apologize, but if you search on the internet, you should be able to find the national licensing organization that will license professionals for this. And you do want somebody with an additional professional designation. And I think if you go to the websites for those national licensing organizations, you'll not only find a local or regional firm serving or national firm serving in your area, but you're going to find people that have the extra licensing and training, which is very important.
That's excellent. Very good. If you're just joining us, Martin Schenkman is our guest, attorney, CPA, MBA, PFS, personal financial specialist. Martin's written the book, Estate Planning for People with a Chronic Condition or Disability. Website, chronicillnessplanning.org. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. We're rejoined by Martin Schenkman. He is providing a very special service. A lot of people affected by chronic illness, and Martin's really done some good work in this area. So we talked about the life insurance. We talked a little bit about the investing maybe a little differently or maybe not make presumptions about how that investing should be done. Talked about some of the estate planning. And then we talked about the interface for the care management. And one of the things that I was going to kind of follow up on that, Martin, is, and I've done some work in this area where I, as part of being a financial planner, I also do trustee work where I serve as either trustee or successor trustee for certain clients. And the point I wanted to make is because of the dispersion of family members, as you mentioned also, a person might want with chronic illness and or a family might want to look beyond family and look for professionals who can serve in that capacity as well.
There's a number of well-established trust companies that have outstanding service. One of the things that I suggest is if you don't have a really strong, reliable network of family, loved ones, however you define that term, you should very much consider using an institutional trustee. When you do that, you should get a trust set up with the institution name so they can review the document ahead of time. You want to explore in some detail with them how they will function, what services they can provide, and not only look at investment performance, which is what a lot of people tend to do when they're speaking to institutional trustees. But that's certainly a great tool to use to add to care managers and involving other family members in your planning. If I may, one of the other documents that's commonly used by almost everybody is a durable power of attorney.
Yes.
Durable means it will continue to be valid even if you're disabled. It's critical for somebody with any kind of chronic disease or health challenge to have a power of attorney and a health proxy to make medical decisions. You need to tweak those documents, too, to address your circumstances. So, for example, in many powers of attorney, a lot of the standard forms provide there shall be no compensation. Well, if somebody's helping you out for a month because you're in the hospital recuperating, that may be one thing. But if you have a chronic disabling disease and someone is going to serve as your agent for years, providing them some reasonable compensation for their efforts may be very fair, reasonable, and important and help them really give you the attention you need. So that's just one example, but the bottom line is you kind of need to revisit a lot of the assumptions in these documents. And again, the theme of what we've been saying during the show is tweak them to make sure they work for your circumstances.
That's very good, Martin, because I think a lot of people really they are touched by this or they may see it. And I've got a stream of examples running through my mind in people I've worked with and who have been affected or I know have been affected. And being able to plan for these things as much as possible ahead of time, once the diagnosis or once the situation presents itself, I've seen where people have gotten that guidance that it's really made an enormous difference for them to be able to make this transition and to be, you know, be comfortable and be able to get And I, again, have dealt with it firsthand, even stepping in and doing work beyond the investment or the financial planning to work with somebody who found themselves in a situation like that.
Absolutely. Let me give you one of the phrases that I think can sort of be a guiding light, if you will, as your goal and objective for anyone going down this path. Chronic disease can disempower. You want your planning to empower. So to whatever degree your health challenges make it more difficult for you, you want to focus on making planning that empowers you to continue to be as independent and have as full and long and productive of a life as you can.
Excellent. Excellent advice. Martin Shenkman is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. The website, chronicillnessplanning.org, and the book that Martin written, among 41 others, Estate Planning for People with a Chronic Condition or Disability. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Martin Shenkman's been our guest, chronicillnessplanning.org. And the book, again, Estate Planning for People with a Chronic Condition or Disability, which I'm going to get a copy of, Martin, because I want to review that and get some good advice there. Another area related, we talked before the break about the care management for people with chronic illnesses needing some that interface with the trustees or family members for care. A related subject I wanted to get your opinion on as it relates to chronic illnesses is the subject of long-term care.
And so, I'm really not an expert in it. Let me just give you a couple of thoughts.
Sure.
If you've been recently diagnosed or have a chronic disease or health condition or a loved one does, you need to meet with your insurance consultant as soon as possible. If you have a disability policy, you need to review it. Are there reporting requirements? Is there a partial disability payment that you need to qualify for that you could get that you may not have realized even if you're not fully disabled? You need to look at your long-term care. When is it triggered? Are there reporting requirements? What's the status of your various policies? Insurance is too often looked at something, which is dangerously wrong, as something that you buy and you can put in the closet and forget about. It needs to be reviewed regularly or if there's a major event. New diagnosis or if you've not been reviewing it since your diagnosis, you need to get it reviewed. Another point about long-term care is people forget about the caregiving spouse or partner. So if you yourself have been diagnosed with something like Alzheimer's, you're not going to get long-term care coverage, I don't believe. I may be wrong, but I doubt it.
Right.
If you have already not secured the coverage. On the other hand, if your spouse or partner or caregiving individual does not have coverage, there's a definite impact on their health and their life expectancy from being a caregiver for somebody with a significant chronic disease. They should look at it.
Well, and I tell you what else on that point, Martin. I love that you said that, and I approach it from also from the standpoint that if we have a person, one member of the couple that's not, we know is not going to be able to get the long-term care insurance because of the diagnosis, then it's really important for the non-illness spouse to look at this, because by getting them coverage, and if they were the one to need care, what we're doing really is we're preserving assets for the member of the couple who can't get the coverage, and you're kind of hedging your bets that way.
Absolutely. Let me just make a general point. I don't want any of this to sound depressing to anyone listening. What this is empowering.
Sure.
The fact that you have a health challenge doesn't mean that you can't have a great life and take advantage of it, but you need to plan like everybody does to make sure that you can take maximum advantage of it. One of the things I read once, and I don't remember where I read it or who it was attributed to, but a chronic disease is somewhat like a picture frame. It may limit the size of canvas you can paint on, but it doesn't limit what beauty you can create within that frame. So there's lots of great stuff you can still do, but focusing for some reasonable time on dealing with some of the legal, tax, financial, insurance, and other related planning you need to do is what will help safeguard you for the rest of your life, which, you know, could be quite a long time.
Excellent advice, Martin. And you know, use your analogy. Even more so, the paint's going to dry, and you better get painting, and you better make sure that you choose wisely. But you still have a story to tell, and you still have a beautiful and story that can be depicted.
No matter what your listeners, what specific disease somebody is facing, there's pretty much an organization serving people with almost every disease that I've almost seen. So many of these organizations have wonderful websites that have tons of great free information. The Chronic Illness Planning.org website has stuff, and we're going to load a lot more on it. But start doing a search of the different organizations that serve people with the challenge you have, and you'll be very lucky to probably find, very likely, rather, to find a wealth of information to get you started.
Excellent, Martin. Martin Shankman's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Chronicillnessplanning.org. Martin, thank you very, very much for being on the program today.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.